From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States and Russia have called for a truce in Syria, even as the violence continued in Aleppo. A Syrian government statement said the truce was to begin early Saturday and last for 24 hours in Damascus and the eastern Ghouta region outside the capital. A similar arrangement in Latakia province is expected to last for 72 hours. On Friday, White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the United States and Russia secured an agreement to refresh the partial truce the warring parties began in late February.
So our hope is that by refreshing this agreement and focusing our attention on these two particular areas, we can build momentum again toward a broadly observed cessation of hostilities.
Meanwhile, fighting continued in Syria Friday with rebels launching rocket attacks and government airstrikes hitting a clinic in Aleppo. About 230 people were believed to have been killed in fighting during the past week. The U.S. military disciplined 16 service members, including a two-star general, for their roles in a deadly airstrike on an Afghan hospital last year that left 42 people dead. General Joseph Votel, the head of the U.S. Central Command, said Friday that an investigation found the tragedy was a result of an extraordinarily intense situation that included multiple equipment failures.
The investigation concluded that certain personnel failed to comply with the rules of engagement and the law of armed conflict. However, the investigation did not conclude that these failures amounted to a war crime.
Votel said the hospital, run by Doctors Without Borders, was mistakenly targeted. The real target was an insurgent stronghold about 400 meters away. This is VOA News. Several demonstrators clashed with police outside a hotel where Republican frontrunner Donald Trump was addressing the California Republican Convention Friday. Police formed a protective line outside the hotel and held off protesters who tried to break past the doors. Some of the demonstrators were carrying signs, others held the Mexican flag, and still others played drums or had piñatas in the shape of the candidate. One person was arrested, but no injuries have been reported. The demonstrations forced Trump to take an alternate route to get into the hotel where he was to speak. Inside, the billionaire businessman joked about how he had to get to the venue.
That was not the easiest entrance I've ever made. My wife called. She said, there are helicopters following you, and we did. And then we went under a fence and through a fence. And, oh, boy, I felt like I was crossing the border, actually. You know, it's true. I was crossing the border, but I got here.
Trump now has 996 of the 1,237 delegates he needs to secure the nomination, according to the Associated Press. The next primary for both the Republicans and the Democrats is Tuesday in Indiana. A U.S. Navy commander has been sentenced to more than 6 years in prison for giving classified information on ship deployments to an Asian defense contractor in return for cash, gifts, and prostitutes. Captain-Select Michael Vanek Kem Misowitz was the latest military official to receive a sentence in the Bribes for Business scandal, which has primarily involved the U.S. 7th Fleet. In addition to jail time of 78 months, Misowitz was fined $100,000 in a San Diego court Friday for one count of conspiracy and one count of bribery. His sentence is the longest handed out so far in the scandal. More than 200 people, including three African presidents, attended the opening of a three-day summit Friday near Mount Kenya, where activists and officials have gathered to discuss the future of Africa's elephants and their habitats. The goal of the event is to find ways to stop the slaughter of African elephants, protecting at least 50% of the animals and their landscapes by 2020. Officials unveiled elephant protection initiatives for Kenya, Uganda, Gabon, and Botswana at the summit. That includes ramping up funding for frontline protection, improving intelligence, building electrified fences, and setting up an endowment fund for protected areas. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.